SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Appearing together in the Oval Office, President Trump and Elon Musk defended their overhaul of the federal government. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president said they've already discovered
billions and billions of dollars in waste, fraud, and abuse.
And Musk described the work as democracy in action.
The people voted for major government reform, and that's what people are going to get. They're going to get what they voted for.
Both men alleged fraud and abuse inside the government without evidence, and the president urged courts not to block their work. Greg Clugston, Washington.
New York's mayor thanks President Trump's Justice Department for ordering the local case against him dismissed.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams thanks President Trump's Justice Department for ordering the local bribery case against him dismissed.
I absolutely never traded my power as an elected official for any personal benefit.
The U.S. Attorney's Office in Manhattan had called the case against the Democrats strong.
We can put this cruel episode behind us and focus entirely on the future of our city.
Trump's acting Deputy Attorney General Emil Bove on Monday directed federal prosecutors to dismiss the charges, saying they were disrupting the mayor's ability to assist in Trump's crackdown on immigration and crime. Julie Walker, New York.
California's plan that provides insurance to homeowners who can't get private coverage needs $1 billion more to pay out claims related to the Los Angeles wildfires. That's according to the state insurance department on Tuesday. The FAIR plan is an insurance pool that all the major private insurers pay into. On Wall Street, the Dow by 123 points, the NASDAQ dropped 70, the S&P 500 up by 2. This is SRN News. No more DEI at the Naval Academy.
Vice Admiral Yvette Davids, who runs the school, has informed the staff that all, quote, diversity, equity, and inclusion offices and all DEI-related contracts will be closed and ended in accordance with President Trump's executive orders. The federal government has been moving quickly to comply with the president's order to banish the left-wing program, which was used to promote the LGBT agenda, amongst other things. The Naval Academy is also dropping all pronouns except he and she. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Michigan State Representative Lori Pohutsky says she's undergone surgery to remove her reproductive organs out of concern about contraception access. The 36-year-old Democrat says the decision was finalized by President Trump's re-election. Physicians have reported a rise in the number of Democratic women who have been seeking permanent sterilization after the November election. This is SRN News. The Department of Homeland Security will fire staffers at the Federal Emergency Management Administration accused of spending $59 million last year to house illegal immigrants in violation of the law. More on the story from correspondent Bernie Bennett reporting from the nation's capital.
Billionaire Elon Musk, head of President Donald Trump's Department of Government Efficiency, said on X that his team discovered FEMA spending and will demand that the agency claw back the funds. Musk wrote in a post on X, quote, sending this money violated the law and is in gross insubordination to the president's executive order. A DHS official wrote on Monday, quote, as Secretary Noem said yesterday, we must get rid of FEMA the way it exists today. This is yet another egregious example. Individuals who circumvented leadership and unilaterally made this payment will be fired and held accountable. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.